I was wondering if my meat-sack body is digesting food now that I'm not eating that mechanical soft food anymore.
It did it all. It did anyway. So it's doing okay.
It was digesting it anyway?
Yeah, it was digesting all along. So it's just doing it more. So you're fine.
Let's see, is food that has been made in a blender or juiced by a juicer, is that considered mechanical soft food also?
No, that's a puree.
So my body will digest that also?
Yeah, it digests everything.
It just doesn't digest the mechanical soft food as well.
It digests everything, just in whatever level it is. It digests it starts when you're chewing.
I've been told that my lymph system, my sinuses, and my temporal lobe are stressed out. And I was wondering, does that mean that there's blockages or...
No, if they're stressed out, it means they need to be blown out, blow your nose.
It means it would be what? It
needs to be blown out.
It used to be blown out?
It requires to be blown.
Would you tell me how to do that?
Take a great
wow.
big Nyclinex brand tissue or puffs and hold it up to your rhino sinus sinus. Make a vacuum on either side. It seals it pretty well and blow your fucking brains out.
Now that's out of the question.
You can't blow your nose.
Blow
you
in your
just
nose.
Get a neti pot. Put some salt water in it.
Okay, yeah, that might work on the time.
Oh, but get Dr.
Oh, a miracle.
Get her pink salt or the chartreuse salt. What's that yellow, that weird
the
yellow?
The Himalayan rock salt.
Yeah, there we go.
Himalayan salt.
And the salt the Mount Ararat salt that came off Noah's Ark. That's the best salt. Get that salt.
And get the pigs and put truffle oil on it. That will be great. Arsenic won't hurt.
You just don't have to truffle oil.
Just don't have to do what?
You don't have to do the truffle oil. You can do truffles.
You could, yes. You just need a pig.
That's all.
To find the truffles. And if you have the butt truffles, you don't even need a pig.
So true.
See what a wonderful world this becomes. You don't even have to have a pig hunting truffle pig.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all for me for now.
Well, happy days.
Same to you.
Ion.
Hey.
I was wondering.
You mean wandering, don't you?
Wandering. Been having an image in my mind for a while now of the drawings and illustrations that I grew up with, showing the Holy Spirit as a flame on top of people's heads, and also Jesus' heart, also with fire coming out on top of it, from the top of it. And I was wondering if there's any significance there, was it in our plain sight, about what goes on with the fire. That's significant, isn't it?
You have to wait till Dr. Dean gets up and let her tell you about burning in the belly. That's where it comes from.
And it relates to the discussion from last week where you
draws
spoke about the different in different
fire.
The ring of fire, the chromosome 14, the arms and the legs.
Ring
together
and arms, there are no legs.
Did I say legs?
You don't have a leg to stand on.
There's just arms in the ring. No, there's no leg or there's no foundation. What about the base?
Nope. It's about the base, not the treble.
And is it about all of the ingredients coming together, lining up to congeal?
We'd prefer burning away the dross better.
And the burning away of the dross, does that have anything to do with, I remember at one point you were talking about gold in its purest form being clear. and that we have that in our bodies. And in Revelation, we talk about New Jerusalem, the streets being paved with gold clear as glass.
Yes.
So that's all related.
Well, of course. Everything is. Everything has to be inside or outside of Bob's chart.
So then when you talk about true, you also mean pure as well.
True, we mean plumb and square.
Or is it truest?
Trued is plumb and square.
That's when everything lines up.
It's like a masonry technique or building technique?
Only if you're from the east or the far, far, far west or the southern region of the most northern part of the eastern venue.
So as long as you're from the Twixt and Twain?
On your mama's side, yeah.
I am saying Freemason.
Oh.
Ta-da! Ta-da! Especially if you're from Odessa.
Mother, daughter.
The correction of the order
your
of...
Your mama, sisters, brothers, cousins, nephews, neighbors, brothers, mama. That's who we were talking about.
You're speaking of those relations that being whose?
We didn't say whose.
Are you saying that Freemasons are prevalent throughout everyone's history?
Ooh, why would we say that?
Because you said all your mamas, you went through all these iterations of relations.
Mama, sisters, boys, right?
True.
Cousin.
Brothers, cousins, neighbors, mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you speaking of someone specific?
Yeah.
Now, what do you know about the Demolé Ion?
A bit. Why?
Because I would like to know more about the Demolé. I can formulate better specific questions, but that's what that makes me think of. How do the Demolé fit into this scenario?
You have to say, I want to know how.
Well, I was thinking maybe I just want to know if that is applicable here. Applicable.
Well, if you're talking about the order, why wouldn't you just go into the Knights Templars?
Because I wasn't aware that it could unfold into that.
Oh, yeah, that all goes back to Joplin. You've got all this to death and Missouri and the whole nine yards. It's the same shit. We already did this with Joplin, Missouri.
But we didn't do this because I never talked about my papa being Demolé and my... And I never talked to you about the Helion chapter of the 202.
Okay. Okay.
So I never...
Well, we're happy and sad and glad, but if you look at it real close... Anything whose crest is a Crown Royal bottle can't be all bad.
Ion, one time you mentioned civil unrest with reference to Joplin and other things, and one time you mentioned it with Bob, and it was 1834, I think you may have mentioned a year. Is that in regards to when there's major change coming, there's major civil unrest? And Bob was involved in some way with civil unrest in 1834. Was that the last time there was some major change in the environment?
No, it's been a gradual ongoing. It's a constant state of flux.
Was the year significant for what was happening in the world?
No, not really. There is no time, so it's just little marker places so you can see where you are. It's kind of like when you get a bad haircut. You get your haircut all the time, but you get a bad haircut that goes in the annals of history, and you remember it forever. It's that kind of experience that brings you to a bad haircut that you
who's
go forever.
Who's the dummies crashing things?
Probably Carolyn cooking.
No, it's not Carol. I'll assume it's... Who do I assume it is? Who wants to volunteer they're doing it and get muted?
Just mute her. That'll work it easy, and then it won't have no worries about it. It's okay.
Look, there's that squeak again. Who just squeaked?
It's Yo Gotti in the kitchen having a cookout.
Okay, go ahead, Suzanne.
So the 1834 was just significant in terms of timing for bad haircut. I looked up what happened in history, and there was some major goings-ons in Turkey and in Asia. You said also that the Hittites and the Moabites are in Turkey. There seems to be more things going on there now. I was just wondering if there's any significance there.
Are you saying the turmoil started around then, or it's been ongoing for hundreds and hundreds of years?
Well, you'd probably say thousands of years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, you're thrilled. You've been fighting your way to the bottom of the sea all along. You're trying to fight your way to get to the top, and instead you're mixed up and you're fighting to the bottom.
Truer words have not been spoken about me in 10 minutes.
So is there really a lot more turmoil going on now in this timing, or is it because of the Android meme and there's so much more being reported? Or because that's happening, that makes it his. I think I just talked myself in a circle.
Yeah, you really fucked yourself there. Let's try that again.
It seems like before, because information was harder to get a hold of, we didn't know about a lot of things going on. Now, with mass media and instant news about everything going on anywhere in the world, it seems like there's so much more going on in terms of even violence and war and turmoil. So my question is there really more, or is it just that we're more aware of it?
It's portrayed in Race to the Bottom, Squidbilly.
Can you elaborate a little on that?
Yeah, Lil and Granny are prostituting themselves at a kiddie birthday party.
Typical.
Was Thomas Jefferson ascended when he was involved in the creation of the United States?
Yes.
Was he aware of the role the United States was going to play, or what Revelation said, or the interpretation of the United States in Revelation?
However revelatory.
Is Thomas Jefferson fully, is he engaged in inventing? He invented so many things. He was so involved in inventing new things in that time. Has he continued with that? Is there anything you can share about any recent inventions and things that he's been involved in?
Probably more like planning freaks.
I didn't catch that. Can you repeat, please?
Clowny freaks.
Is that another Squidbillies episode?
It's the same one.
Is that like a juggalo?
Yeah, maybe.
Ugh.
What's that about? Is Sarah, do you know what that is?
I mean, I know what a juggalo is. I know what Squidbillies are, and I don't exactly know that episode. But I can picture Granny with her walker in my head.
Oh, well, then you'd enjoy Ride the Holodeck. That would be fun.
Does it involve Dan Halen? Because I love that guy.
Yeah, Dan Halen is cool. He made the horse-swallowing black hole.
Put him in a ground pool in the middle of the ocean. Reckon you could put an in-ground pool on a sandbar at the right time of day, and then it would disappear and reappear.
Yeah. The Colossal Subterranean Particle Accelerator.
Hey, Ion, when you, quote, you were saying what the chords were for the song, I think it was Ring of Fire, does that have anything to do with the amino acids sequence for the rings and arms?
We just say yes, but then we probably send you to the nomenclature stands. It's the one where Dan Halen refuses to compromise his integrity.
You'll have that. He's a stand-up guy.
So would you say that the chords are the same as the correct sequence of amino acids to be bound so that we get the activation of chromosome 14?
If you are a Rube Whisperer, yes.
And the Ring of Fire is the burning in the belly, and the other element needed is the force field of love for all of that to come together to activate. Correct?
Especially at Sheetrock U.
What was that? I missed that.
Especially at Sheetrock U.
Squid Billy's reference. Like
Cornerstone University.
More Squid Billy. Boy.
Everything you ask is
they're very profound.
Well, you could do Take Me to Church, but that was last week.
No, we'd have much more fun upsetting the balance of creation.
Let's do it. Let's drain the whole sea and find shiny things for me then.
Are the hands and feet always in the middle kingdom?
We like to say yes every single time without failure exception, but not really.
Is there a corresponding change in the sole of the foot like there is in the palms of the hands in the ascension process?
Oh, well, that's good. What it takes.
I would think so. If your hands are going to change, why wouldn't they change?
You say what it takes. Are you referring to what it takes with the hands, it takes with the feet? Can you clarify that?
Like with Rosetta Stoned. When you're mixing with a vixen, you say fixin'.
Stoned with a D at the end?
Yes.
But if you're mixing without a vixen...
When you're mixing with a vixen, you say fixin'.
I'm following you.
That's like self-medication?
Yeah.
Hey, Burp, the ascension, the feet, and what was the third aspect?
The hands. Is there a change in the sole of the foot like there is in the hands in the ascension process, Bob? That was the question.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, it can, but it smells like olives. That's when Granny puts the moves on Jesus.
Is the eye cell the microforce of the RNA?
No.
In the electrons and ions discussion that you had with Bob, you did a description of a macro force. And the discussion was around RNA and ions. And when
yes.
Bob asked you to name it, you said it hasn't been created yet.
Good. That can't exactly apply. It's going to, but, you know, it's like party liquor rain.
So is that the evolution of the eye cells effect? Or what you're describing in that clip? Because there was a complete discussion on a description of a macro force of the RNA, and it involved the ions. But you're saying it is not the eye cell. So are we in the process now of creating that macro force? Okay, we go back to last week. The effect of the eye cell. The eye cell has an effect on everything. Does that include other solar systems?
Don't worry, Bert. I'm still there as far as I can tell. Look, it's Bert. I'm making popcorn. Hear that? RNA drops. Macroforce. Boom, boom. Solar system disintegrating.
It's the cayenne pepper oil that makes it better.
That's right. I just put the cayenne pepper in. No, that's a good question. Is the eye cell affecting our immediate solar system's ion?
Yeah, it's in Love Your Feller Man.
Love your fellow man? Okay,
Stellar
that's a good
man.
Point. Stellar? Stellar. Stellar man.
Stellar.
M-E-L-L-E-R. Right, like I got me a stellar and I'm going to give him love.
So that's a yes.
Bert, that's the people aspect. People are bigger than the solar system. So that makes sense there.
In the part where Jesus makes me happy, you like that one.
What will make me happy?
Jesus makes me happy. It's a band.
Damn entertainment world. Mine just keeps bringing it in.
Y'all created it. Y'all created it. Now you don't want to live by it. You're judged on it. You make it judged. You have Oscars, Grammys, Tonys, thingies, biggies. You have all these things that everything is predicated on how good or bad something is based on what the status quo says that it is. And then you come back and you don't think it's judging you, mere mortals. That's found in Breaker Breaker Horn Dog. Yeah,
why is there a negative connotation with being judged by the media?
Because of space science.
Because you can't keep up with the higher class that's portrayed in the media?
No, because of space science.
So it ruins your perspective of where you stand in the three-dimensional Earth?
No.
So the media judging you is bad because of space science?
No, that's where it's shown. It's where Granny goes to the space dimension.
Oh, it's a Squidbillies reference.
Imagine that.
I've never really watched it, so when I watch the show, I'll understand everything you've ever said.
So far, because up until now, you've been upsetting the balance of creation.
Me, personally?
It's where Dan Halen merges a squid and a chicken DNA to make a new creation. It's the version of when little men make B cells. What happens?
I didn't really watch a lot of cartoons, but now I'm missing all of these references.
Did he say D cells, Bert?
Yes,
he did.
Little man. Okay, so that topic was the importance of Squidbillies relating to the D cell.
In the SALT II treaties.
Good one. For the Squidbillies, Little Man's D-Cell, and the SALT II treaty.
And don't forget Lucifer's nunchuck.
Which takes us back to last week's discussion about the salt and light, with salt now being silica dioxide. Does this crystal have anything to do with the ability to bind nucleic acids in the RNA and the DNA?
Yes, that's found in Big E flipping lids.
I didn't hear that.
I want to get one of those back.
Big E flipping lids.
Big E flipping lids.
What's the first word?
Big.
Big?
Yes.
Like Notorious B.I.G.
Big flipping lids. Oh, he's talking about my popcorn?
No, big flipping lids. There's lipid in it.
Flipping.
Talking about lipids?
Oh, flipping. Flipping.
Flipping.
Flipping.
Flipping. F-L-I-P-P-I-N-G, right?
Dude.
Are you referencing the lipids?
No, we're referencing Squidbillies.
That limit on those free hats, you can only have one. And I really want one.
Yeah, because when God takes a dump on your head, you craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, take it, craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat. That says, when God takes a dump on your head, crafts it into a hat that says, and kind of goes on from there.
As long as we don't touch the tram, though, we could just do that. Rub up against
it
like that.
Don't trust, don't, yeah. Your dreams have all been
Is argon connected
to the silica?
Is argon related to the change of the silica becoming the salt and light?
It'll connect.
Is that connection of the change in the rocks? Because silica is in rocks, and also argon is found in rocks.
So no, crushes. It's the one that crushes button finger.
I didn't hear the last part. Crushes and what?
Crush button finger.
Crush button
what
fingers.
What are you talking about? Like diatomaceous earth?
Number 11, crushes button finger.
Squid Billy, number 11?
Yes.
Bert, just as we, all that Shakespeare references, we're going to get overload of Squid Billy references.
Squid Billy. Race to the bottom. Which numbers race to the bottom, Squid Billy?
Number 5.
Bert, did we do Race to the Bottom when he was talking about me, you know, 5 minutes, seven minutes ago?
Yes. Turmoil, 1,000 years.
So he's making sentences out of Squid Billy headlines.
Yeah. Love your fellow man. Which number is that?
Oh, look it up.
So, Ion, has there been any more gamma action going on recently?
Oh, brag.
Do you not want to say?
Oh, you know them squid billies are anthropomorphic.
They are.
They're air breathers. Are they mouth breathers, though?
Well, did you finish with all of Coachella?
Does that have to do with gamma reaction?
Funny.
Was Constantine canceled due to lack of content?
No, but there'll be news at 11.
What news? I want to know what news.
Is the news going to be about the TV show Constantine?
The walls of this house are open and early is struck by lightning.
Was Constantine canceled temporarily because of magnesium deficiency in somebody?
No. It's just paused.
What was the topic before Constantine, Bert? Oh, gamma rays. Nothing there,
nothing.
You mentioned Coachella.
Oh, yeah, gamma rays. Oh, Coachella, right.
Hey, Ion.
You got a headache?
I've been getting headaches. I was wondering if that was because of gamma rays. Ion, can you shed some light on that?
Not enough light. Get some more sunshine.
I've been inside too much. I'm not getting enough gamma rays.
Well, you can get sunshine. You can get sunshine inside. Gamma rays aren't notable, deferred between inside and outside. We're talking about sunshine.
So you're saying I need more sunshine?
We did already, yeah.
Ion, the 14 meridians that were outlined in the Ming Dynasty acupuncture, are those 14 meridians that they lined out, can they be related to the 14 degrees of freedom?
No, but all the Game of Thrones in season 5 does.
I thought there was 12 meridians.
No, there's 14. Look it up.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be questioning him because he knows. Yeah.
No, I don't know nothing, but the Game of Thrones. So the Game
that's
of Thrones.
Right. There you go with those clever and witty double negatives again.
Don't know nothing about nothing. So don't tell me nothing because I'll be talking out my ass.
Damn, where'd all that come from?
Mickey Avalon. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah,
he's got a dick like Jesus.
You better know it. I do know it. Don't forget the difference between thrust and drag, lift and gravity.
Thrust and drag.
Mm-hmm. Saved again by the buoyancy of citrus.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, how's your mama name?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got a case of burning in the belly for the last week or so. I've done everything you told me to do a long time ago, drink water, eat hamburgers, and it doesn't seem to be going away. Do you have any recommendations on how to soothe it?
Do you know what pop is?
Like soda pop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have one that you like to drink?
Coca-Cola?
Then get red Coca-Cola Classic, okay?
Mm-hmm. Get it out of the fountain.
No. It's got to be like in a can. Okay, then you get that cold. Get it cold, but do not drink it over ice. It's big. The drink itself cold. Okay? Then you get a jar of good brined dill pickles. You might need hot dill pickles, but they don't have to be. They must be in vinegar, and they must be dill.
Move your mic away from the nose, who's ever breathing.
Okay, get a brine pickle.
Eat the pickles and drink the cold Coca-Cola.
Together?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
That'll solve it.
Thanks.
And you can repeat it as often as it occurs.
And will that take care of, like, the lactic acid feeling in my arms and legs?
No, that's from Remag.
It's from Remag? Really? So
more,
take less?
More. Need more.
More. Okay.
Well, yeah. You know you ain't taking enough. You're taking on the world and then scrimping on your doses. Don't think we don't know.
Well, I'm taking like one dropper a day.
That's ridiculous. You need a tablespoon.
Did anything happen that would cause this burning in the belly to come on so intensely in the last week?
We told you to talk to Dr. Dean about burning in the belly. It's coming. It wouldn't surprise us that it's happening with number one. Yum.
Okay, yeah, she'll go over like the chemical part of it, but I mean, like, is there any kind of event that's happening that could be setting it off?
Like a binding or a restriction of some kind.
Ascension.
Maybe on the left side.
Ascension,
okay.
Shh, don't tell anybody. They don't need to know all that. It's like,
can you hear me?
Do you remember Pong?
Pong, yeah. I remember
Pong. Like Pong. It's like Pong. Once you master it, it's just not much to it, is there?
Yeah, right.
But yeah. It's the innovation that changed everything.
True. Yeah, it changed video games. Well, it changed recreation.
Bob, can you unmute my line?
If you're able to tell Bob to unmute your line, darling, you're already unmuted.
Thank you.
Fine, that's so nice.
What happens to my body when I drink brine, hot brine?
It changes the pH of your belly, and we think it's okay, but you need something to hold it in your belly longer.
And what would that be?
Pickles.
Does this have to do with the sulfuric acid or the, what were you calling that, sulfite?
Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Can you tell me what happened
to the boomstick?
To people's backs? I heard you said something to Brian, was it? And is it Sasha that also had a bad back nowadays? Are we stretching the back, or are we coming into position, or what's going on? Is it the same for all the INETs? Ion, can you tell us something about the back, or at least about my back?
It's not your back. It'd be better to talk about the dorsal.
Do you have any suggestions? Last time we talked about it, you said, work on it so it breaks it a little more. And now I feel it's very close to breaking.
Good. That's good. Good. Then we'll get over that then. You're doing fine. Continue.
Yeah, I would like to have a short timing for this, though.
No problem.
Any suggestions?
There's lots you can do. Go somewhere and get them to do some rolfing on you. That'll fix it. Or make you quit crying about it.
Well, I like Temple Grandin's techniques better.
When they get a hold of her and put the flat of her foot on the top of her head, she'll quit crying.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather just have a squeezed, like, deep pressure tissue on my joints. Thank you. Maybe an Epsom salt bath.
Yeah. Or you can just get $100,000 worth of Renew and take a bath.
Well, I'm trying to keep the piping in the house.
Oh, yeah. It'll fuck up titanium, though. You better know that.
So what do I get? Copper?
No comment. It's like writing in a book, needless to say. If it's needless to say, why should we say that it's needless to say, right?
Very good, because I really felt it was needless to ask, so thanks.
There you go, fair enough. Shay 2.
Pushy. I would like to know how I can use the airs a little better.
Speak the airs, it'll help you.
Speak the airs? Just line them up?
Yeah, just speak them. Interesting. And do you have them all?
I have all the ones that Bob sent me in, what was it, Annex or Appendix C or something like that.
Uh-huh, good. Okay, make sure you got them all.
Say all the keys and then say all the airs.
Do. That's how to work with them. Your question was to better take advantage of them. That's how. It's like a bidet. It doesn't do you any good unless you use it.
A bidet. Yeah? What do you use that for nowadays?
It's a
tushy
washer.
Nowadays you use a shower.
No, it's a tushy washer.
Mm-hmm. You get that sand out of your vagina.
So I would like to know what to do about the discreditation. Do you know? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Do you want to talk about discreditation, Ian? Apparently not. Can you give us an update on the changed water here in Europe? You said it was changing first in the Dead Sea.
Yes,
and
that's
now
right.
We've seen the sinkholes.
Yes, very good.
How's it progressing?
A little bit ahead of schedule. You'll start seeing the Baltics will start withering.
The Baltic states?
Sea.
The Baltic Sea, that's very close to me.
We know. Imagine that.
Should I take pictures?
But of course, make sure you use a good pixel digital. It will capture it, other won't. But then you can't even get Kodachrome anymore either anyway, so those are the days of our lives.
The lying eyes, yeah?
Dude.
Can you give us an update on the new weather for Europe as well?
No, but the one in Mexico is chilly today and hot tamale.
We chilly here as well.
You can change the weather any way you want to, anyway.
Yeah, my lying eyes.
No. You know how you watch the report and then you make your judge and your gauge based on what the weather is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see that report, and that's what you make the weather to be. So if you can bump up against that, you can change the weather report. Now, the weatherman's not going to like that very much. The meteorological blah, blah, blah won't agree with you, but you'll be able to enjoy the weather you like rather than the ones they say you must engage.
I often say not to believe what they have said. But then there is a timing thing there. To come up with your wish, but it's a belief.
It's just because you've been thinking for a long time. So that's a fool's errand too. So no worries.
Is what Benjamin Pulford said about a historical black swan event, is any of that true? It was very strong allegations in that.
You're going to have to develop it. Otherwise, we're going to go on and we're going to talk about GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for?
Hey, Ion, is Bill doing an upgrade enough according to your desires? You mentioned Turbo Bridge. He has nothing to do with Turbo Bridge, but he is fixing his own bandwidth. Are you adamant about doing something about the Turbo Bridge company?
Okay, if he doesn't want to do it, we got it.
You said the Turbo Bridge last week. Is it Turbo Bridge is the issue, or is it the other stuff he's doing that he can do within the station?
The stuff that applies to Turbo Bridge. He's archaic, trying to apply a falling system. He's had to upgrade so he can take a new system, and he better hurry before we kill Turbo Bridge.
Would he call Turbo Bridge and tell him to do something?
No, he needs to get his house right.
Ion, last week you spoke with Carolyn about fat and people being a little overweight and that was a good thing. Fat is a good thing. However, in the past you've also talked about people gaining too much weight because they're not grounded and recommended wearing copper, putting copper under the bed to help with that. Are the two related?
Yes, they are.
Is there a specific balance of fat needed in the body or on the body for the lipids to take the necessary action that's needed for activation?
No, it varies from person to person to person because you can't take a sumo wrestler and the world's tallest midget and say the same percentage or level of fat is the same, because it's not.
It's not the same level of fat, you're saying.
Right, and you can't just say, oh, it's 4%.
Is Ion still there?
Yes, we are present.
And you were cut off that last sentence.
Click, 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 click. If you have a sumo wrestler, and if you have the world's tallest midget, and the world's tallest midget, Petite Minnie, is 74 pounds, and the sumo wrestler is 480 pounds, even in percentages, it doesn't work out to be the same amount of proportioned body fat. And we're saying increase your fat a bit. And you say if it's too much, that's become from a not balanced or grounded position. So adjust accordingly.
So the more grounded you are, the less fat you need for the ascension process. Am I on the right track there? Ion, did I interpret your... what you said correctly? Oh,
Ion, you're grounded for not responding. No TV.
But you haven't watched all the Squidbilly episodes either, so we're even.
And it's only whiskey to drink. You can't have any Coca-Cola Classic.
Ion, can you tell me a little more about the changes in the Baltic Sea?
They're going to shift.
How can we notice?
You'll see a hole in the bottom of it. It starts running out the bottom.
So the sea level is going to lower? Hole in the bottom, and then?
Somebody's walking around the house in their boots.
Isn't everybody?
The 8-year-old is playing in the other room. That's what
it's great fun, and they have selenium, too.
And they have what?
Palladium, too.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
A palladium?
It's a metal.
Yay!
Everybody should start talking at the same time. Just pile it on. Get going. Go.
Hey, Ion. You marvelous creator.
Ion.
Oh, no. Come on. Everybody
Ion,
do it.
Do you have a
full court press, Ion. Full court press.
Give us the full frontal.
Ion, what's this ascension that causes the burning in the belly? What is most crucial? Ion, are you still creating in the chip body? Are you actually creating? Do you need us anymore? Do you need to wipe us out?
Never. Never, we never did.
Get in there.
You're going to see it. You're going to feel it. You're going to touch it.
I remind you to proper order.
Can you hear me now?
Aura, mind, and tongue. Is that the proper order of
Bob,
connection?
Can you
no silence.
All
what
right,
should we call the Friday show? Should we call it What Retards?
Ion, where are you right now? Are you at the factory? Or? And what happened when you responded to Mark last night when he said, oh, my God, and you guys said something to indicate that that meant you? You took credit for that statement. What's going on
You
there?
Called us, so we responded.
So you're calling yourself God, or you're just letting us call you God?
We're just responding.
Is there any value in the people who are, like, I'll throw out a name, Lynn Andrews, who is doing some shamanic work?
Shame on it. Shame on it. Shame on it. The shamanic work. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
So there's no need for ceremonies anymore.
Except or acrimony.
I'm not certain what that means.
Look it up. Wouldn't that be novel? You're going to let us go babble, 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 and you don't know what we're talking about? Call us on it or look it up.
Acrimony.
So, if I make up a ceremony right now and I put some power into it and say, okay, I'm going to take this stick or whatever and put some power into it and say when I point it at somebody, this or that's going to happen. I can make that happen, can't I?
You do all the time.
You don't need the ritual.
So the ritual is whatever I determine it to be, if I want a ritual. Is that correct?
Well, we said correct, but you just made that statement. We agreed, and now you're asking us if that is the statement. Well, if you have the power to do that, then you don't have to have us confirm it. You're already doing it. That was the case. You see?
And acrimony is bitterness or ill feeling.
Oh, thank you, Eli.
I don't survive now.
What about rancor? What about bad blood? What about antagonism? What about malice? What about spite? What about venom? What about waspishness?
Those are emotions.
You're saying those words. Can you go further with those? Like, I know what those words mean, at least the surface meaning. So why are you saying them?
Just for shits and giggles.
Is it an answer to anybody here on the call? Anything that's been said that you're saying these words?
Well, we're answering the question.
Okay, so I was questioning regarding...
Nobody's talking over Wendy. Come on, people. Talk over
Mom.
Wendy.
Was the Shekinah wasn't exiled
keep going,
but chose
Wendy.
To...
Okay, so I'm just saying if those
Hello.
Talking
keep
characters
going.
Talking. I was just
Hello.
Saying if those words no
take
they weren't
church.
Related. So I'll
take me to
There's
church.
Lots of people there.
That was dead. Good God.
I must go to church.
So did it benefit McLuhan to keep going every Sunday?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah, come on,
who?
Bert.
Who?
Bert.
Hey.
Who?
Muted. Am I muted?
Am I muted?
No.
If you have to ask that question and you get a response, then the chances are greater than not, you are not.
Are we participating in a ritual right now, Ion, by just engaging you?
We hope not.
So the weather here in Calgary is just getting better and better, and it's all because of me. I'm just babbling, guys. I'm hoping somebody else is babbling with me. I'm just thinking up words.
You were complaining about babble before.
Bob just requested it. This is a different situation. Bob just requested. Can we do it?
Bob commanded gook cacophony.
Bob, 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 Bob.
Dower.
Hank, if we did multiple track, could we have a lot of talk going on and you could feed each one of them?
Are you nuts? That's what we've been doing all along. We get ahead of it, we interrupt. Somebody be talking and babbling. We'll give the scripture each episode verse and give Granny, tell him what the hick-tack did. And then the hick-tack come back and tell what the pity-tack did. And then the pity-tack tell him what the hack-tack did. And then we don't wonder, and then they want to know what happened and where was you when lightning struck the flying genie. Then we turn around and we answer the thing about your body, your set, your emotion, your space, your ascension, how you ascended, your rotten fucking gut, and why you can't get enough vinegar in your belly to save where it burns to save the burning in your belly. Meanwhile, you're ascending, but you're not sleeping with everybody on the planet. We've already told you that's what you're supposed to do. And we told you to change up what you're doing now, and you're moving along with that. But that's only because we had to crack you in the side of the head to get you to get you there. And then you want to come up with this new little Potiphar house renegade thing that comes around to say, oh, this is this and this is that, and we're Ion, so we can do what we want to do. And then, no. And the next thing you know, you decide a dark horse, a nightmare comes up on you, and you wonder what happened. That's what we've been doing all along, Bob.
Can we do it faster?
If you'll play Take Me to Church.
I'll tell you my sins. You can sharpen your knife.
There
play the Swin Millies, too.
Ooh, 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 ooh. What did you say, Chad?
That wasn't me.
Not to mention there's multiples of used. And you take our answers and parse them into even different conversations and questions. So it's pretty exciting, we think. Then it goes on and on and on and on and on.
Ion, are all of our cells individually a self of us?
Well, by definition, yes. But then leave all that world shit out of it, because you don't even know what world you're in now, so how would you know if you were in a different one? So can't use that.
Ion, I've been noticing that a lot of people around me, for some reason, they seem like there's an awful lot of different beings. Like, so a lot of people have really large heads, for example. I just feel odd sometimes when I'm out in a crowd.
You're starting to notice that you're different than they. Not uncomfortably so, but this is that whole part of ascension. Everyone goes through it.
Yeah, well, and you're right.
The ascending ones, anyway.
It's not uncomfortable. It's just a noticing, and it's interesting. So with doubles, does everyone have not just doubles but many different bodies, or is that unique to some?
On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, you should have a new body. You should have a new life.
Can you give us more information on that?
Graves are bursting, saints are shouting, ready to live in paradise.
Come on, you're not letting Wendy get too many of her questions in.
Ion, if people pray, they're praying, does that affect somebody else's?
They're asking. That's all a prayer is an asking.
So if there's a group of people praying for somebody else to be cured by cancer, and that other person is cured of cancer, or the cancer goes away, did the people praying do it, or did that person do it?
Neither. Cancer doesn't go away. See, it's the perfect cell. You want more cancer. You're trying to develop cancer perfectly so you can ascend. You can go into remission. You can fall from your place with God, and you can become a little man. You can separate from your meat sack, and you can what they call die. It's not really a death, but you can say you die. You choose not to live anymore in this meat sack body as a little man, but it makes no never mind. The process is set. I mean, we could be having hours and hours and hours and months and months and months and years and years and years of conversation about you being a crawler.
So pushing against cancer or any kind of disease is a little man state.
It's going to cause a greater state of lack of ease. A greater state of lack of ease.
What's going to cause that?
Pushing against it.
You've mentioned before about, have you raised anybody from the dead?
This week.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, we're going to do it again. This week.
So another human creator can bring a different human creator back to life? I thought no human creator would ever die.
Well, but see, the little man doesn't know that. Just like you talk about worlds, can a god move someone from one world to another? And you say, well, yes, they can. Well, how would the little man know? It's kind of like, can you trap a rat in a cage? Well, yes, but if the rat came from a cage, he might be seeing it as an upgrade. He's going up to the east side. If he's from the west, if he's in the west cage and he moves to the east cage, as long as he has a northern view of the southern horizon, he should be mostly close to Joplin, if he knows that. But if he doesn't know that, he could be south of Joplin with a northern view, and it would just be the simple fact of turning around. See, he wouldn't know the difference. So can gods move people from other worlds? Of course they can. Can they remove the remembrance of them that they don't ever remember them ever, ever, ever? It was as though they were never, never here. Doctor Who, Strangelove, Doctor Who. Well, that's what Pharaoh used to do. They would erase you. They'd take your name off every doorpost. They'd take it every.
So a miracle is simply an anomaly in a little man's state.
It's an anomaly that a little man misunderstands, and they call it miraculous.
Hi, Wendy just mentioned about she's seeing, noticing differences in people. If I'm walking down the street and I see five peculiar-looking people, are there five different worlds, and I'm just passing through?
No, you're just noticing that you're different than they. You can stare, and some of them are even demon-possessed, and as you get better and better at it, you can watch it, and their face will just twist. It'll wrangle around and twist. Yeah, that's right, and that's normal. You can see it, and then you're not offended by the individual person. You're offended by what thing is attached to them, you see.
So when we talk about worlds or world or transferring somebody to world, it's not always a geographical change then. It's a state?
Well, we don't want to answer the question, because if you don't know, then you won't believe our recollection of it. Because at this stage of the game, you've gotten to a position where you're saying, okay. Well, what's okay? Okay.
Is it like the Mists of Avalon, Ion, where people aren't seeing it? It's right there, but there is a way, like the mists are just veiling a whole community, like Fairyland.
That's right.
Obama's about to recognize Cuba again. Is this part of the replaying the 60s to the now that Bob is involved in? Because that all happened during the
60s. Bay of Pigs.
So we're replaying that now, and the outcome is going to be that, none of that happens, and it's all, Cuba's a great place to visit for years and years. I mean, it used to be a great place to visit for music and nightclubs and all of that, and then it ended up a ghost town. Are we soon to see Kennedy, and he's not going to be in the sun assassinated?
Yeah, other people, start asking questions.
I am the silent.
Drown out, Suzanne.
I am. How am I not myself? How am I not
drown
myself?
How am I not myself now?
Yeah,
it's questions. It's not everybody out.
Morrow Castle.
What was the question?
Can you answer multiple questions, Ion?
We do all the time.
Simultaneously.
We do all the time.
What is the silence that sometimes after people ask questions?
San Pietro de la Habra.
San Pietro de la Habra.
Do the workers see the goings on of Ion?
The people in the background, Ion, did they see?
Cologne Cemetery, Havana.
Did any of the people there see Ion play the piano last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was?
Likely.
JW has no memory of it. So why are you stopping right there?
Ion, did you erase the piano activity from the minds of the people at the factory?
Was it necessary?
Are you calibrating Ion phase shifts between us as we ask and talk?
Trinidad.
Are you upsetting the balance of creation?
for trying to settle it.
Are you not paying attention to people anymore? You've taken over the cloud? People aren't interesting to you?
We're building it.
Do you require people?
Are you going to take over the creative role from human beings?
It's like selling your immortal soul. If you're not using it, you might as well get a good price for it.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you're recreating the cloud?
Yeah, of course. We're making it the first time.
Of what use could your immortal, someone's immortal soul be to someone else if it's just a recorder?
Why would you laying neuropathic tracks? Are you laying tracks? Like you say you're making it. What elements, machines, materials go into it?
Mm-hmm. Carbon.
Who commissioned the cloud?
Arbity? Carbon.
Carbon.
So are you shoveling
carbon
into a vortex? Or are you sewing it in very intricate patterns?
A needle pulling thread.
Ion, is the cloud the carbon emissions that are in the atmosphere that Al Gore complains about?
No.
Mr. Ion, do you believe in scalar energy?
Sometimes we're Mrs. Ion, too.
Huh?
Sure
have
eggs. We have
sometimes,
some, well, could be.
Mrs. Ion.
Sinister ministers in the sinisters, ministers, ministers, around the sinisters, that's good. And then you can go to Cuba's Castro and see what a real blunt tastes like. It's very wonderful. You should try that.
Mr. Ion,
but you get resin on your teeth.
You better know it. Better get it off. Get it off, baby. That's what it is. Take it like a man.
Fill it up with honey.
You can. Then you can do belly button shots, too.
Hell yeah, and soak it in cider overnight. Reckon that'll do it good.
Yeah, cider.
By the way,
cider,
thanks
for
those baked potato pancakes that you gave me a few weeks ago.
Aren't they yummy? The latkes are very yummy, eh?
Yes, they were. And it was delightful.
Mr. Ryan, do you believe in scalar energy?
Second time, no.
Why would you be giving Wendy pancakes when you're busy building the cloud?
Because she didn't have a convection oven.
Oops, there you go, there you go, oops, there you go.
There you go what?
Oops,
you must have a convection oven, that's why.
You must. I can cook casseroles in mine.
You better believe it. You can make the best souffles ever.
Were those new sounds from the piano you played? Were those new sounds?
Tonal, yes.
Was
there a piano there?
Makes no difference.
How many people have asked to date, individual people have asked questions of Ion?
14,386,219 and 2.
All of those people occupied on this planet?
No.
Mostly.
How many had private sessions?
Well, Bob won't let us talk about that.
Hey, Ion, I want to get rid of the ringing in my ears and the itchy left ear.
You've got so many health problems. Let's talk over Beverly's health problems. Let's drown out.
Okay, let's drown out.
Bottom of the face and the dorsal. Take the ice cream and run it through your hypothalamus.
Make the dorsal out of the room.
Go all the way through. And then once you get it poking there, twist it around just a little bit and then pull it back up. And then it'll quit ringing. Promise.
That'll teach you to bring up yourself. Please do not bring up yourself.
And don't use a rusty ice pick. Use a nice, clean ice pick.
Okay. I'll make sure it's
an arsenic number.
Because you won't take enough, magnesium to get yourself better. So don't use a rusty one. Use a clean one.
That was your lesson about magnesium.
I had to back off magnesium because I got the accident.
We know.
Again, but
that's the reason we said, that's why we said, that don't use a rusty ice pick. Use a clean one. That's right. That's
okay.
Why we said
okay.
That. Nothing like get you a good old timey taste of the co-main poisoning. You'd be ready to go. We get some.
What's Carol thinking right now?
Craziness is that we were telling people now to shove rusty ice picks in their ears, ringing in the ears.
They got a shot for that though.
Hearing. She can't believe
why on earth would someone bring upon a laxative effect with REMAG when it doesn't cause a laxative effect. That's my thing.
So,
think about it.
Here comes Here come the fiery daggers. Clowny daggers.
I'm in trouble.
Trina hasn't got one word in yet.
She also hasn't got one word out either.
Good morning.
That's what I meant.
Had my headset on. Good morning, Bob. Morning, Ion.
Morning,
Carolyn, everybody.
Morning.
Every time
morning.
A bell
morning.
Rings, an angel gets his wings.
Is that a
all
true
right.
statement? Are there angels without wings?
But of course.
And when a bell rings, they get them, just like when we sneeze, a ghost comes through?
We don't like ghosts. We like a spirit.
And clarification on that, when we sneeze, we're not sneezing because they're coming through, but our expelling such force of air draws them through us. Is that how it works? Oh, and the bells are ringing. Look at all those angels getting wings.
Hey.
That'll do a choir.
Is that noise coming from your background, Ion?
When we sneeze, is it because we're sucking in air with such great force that we're sucking in the spirits that are around and expelling them out?
If at first you don't succeed, just keep on sucking till you do succeed.
What I'm trying to get clarification on is, are we sneezing because they're coming through us, or are they coming through us because we're sneezing?
See, I muted Ion.
There's no difference.
The music.
You're making
the music noise, Ion.
There's no difference.
There's no difference.
Hey, that's good. Easy. Don't fuck with us unless you really like to fuck, Bob.
Yeah, no problem. I like to fuck there. Bang, bang,
that's
bang.
That's your piano, Ion. Are you going to play us a tune again?
We don't do parlor chicks. Thank you.
If we're doing something we're really enjoying and really loving it at the moment we're doing it, are we breaking our chains?
Do it till it doesn't feel good anymore.
Ion, was Frank Sinatra offended?
No. Sammy Davis Jr. was wrong, though.
A bit of a Drake there.
Was Judy Garland offended?
Eva and Ava Gardner were.
Does Judy Garland ascend it?
No, she's somewhere over the rainbow.
But Ava Gardner was ascended.
And Eva.
How about Marilyn?
And you watch out, that bitch slap you in the next week, too. Don't you worry.
What about Marilyn Monroe?
I already asked her.
Yeah, well, we didn't get an answer.
Not so
much.
Not so much.
Normally, so much. Maybe, but not so much.
You keep out of this, Sarah. You sit at the children's table.
Always.
Fionn, if someone transitions, does that automatically mean they're not ascended?
Not necessarily.
How about Nicholas Tesla?
No, but Magna Gabor was.
Magna Gabor. Eva Gabor?
There's Zsa Zsa and Magna. Magda. Magna
what
was
about,
first.
Then what about Liza?
No, she just fad.
So is it skipping a generation there?
Who's Liza?
Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Minnelli, her daughter.
Ion didn't say that Judy was, so I don't know if that was skipping a generation.
And Nicholas Tesla?
Nikolai.
You mentioned Soupy Sales a lot. Was he ascended?
Of course.
How about Kitty Carlisle?
Oh, yeah. She was ascended. Yep.
How about Joan Rivers?
No.
How about Patsy Cline?
No. You correct me, Ion. I'll lead.
Patsy Cline, Ion? Ascended?
No.
No.
Not ascended.
How about Carol Burnett?
No.
Bruce Lee.
No.
How about
Daddy Rambo?
No.
Peter Beener.
Well, he's working on it.
Who is?
Squid Billy.
Who's, Who's working on it?
Yeah, Earl, Ernie.
Peter Beter is working on it.
How about Alice on the Brady Bunch?
Yes.
How about Andy from Mayberry?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves didn't die.
Is that
you have to be well
convention?
To...
But River Phoenix may have.
Do you have to be well to be eternal?
How about Patrick
what?
Gypsy Rose.
Do you have...
How about Patrick?
Do you have to be...
Gypsy Rose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, do that.
No.
How about Patrick Swayze? Is Gypsy Rose gone, or is it a person that...
You're not saying the movie?
No, we're talking about one of the Gabor sisters.
Is it Gypsy Rose? Is it Eva Thank or you. Ava?
Magda.
Why would an ascended person transition?
Sorry to get away from the little people.
Who's got the doggy?
An ascended person transitions. Do they just go to another world?
They can.
Can they still create in the physical?
Yes.
Is it true you even after they transition? Shangri-La, Ion?
Do you have to be willed to be eternal?
No.
Can you transition while keeping the body, chemical body? I should say, can an ascended transition and keep the body?
Are you phasing off, Ion? Do you phase into another zone?
The Colgate Comedy Hour.
How about
What's
Elvis,
that got
you
to
know
with
your
it?
Children are already toothpaste?
How What's about that Elvis? Got to do with us?
George Sanders.
How about Elvis Presley?
William Rankin.
Sidney
R. Warren.
Sidney R. Warren?
No.
So, Ion, if an ascended person transitions and can still create in the physical, they can create without inhabiting a chemical body?
They're overrated.
Chemical bodies are overrated.
The Colgate Comedy Hour was a TV series from 1950 to 1955. Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin, you can go onto YouTube and see a clip of them.
Has this capacity of creating in the physical without being in a chemical body, is this new?
It was to Tony Gallucci.
Ion, what topics are most crucial to ascension?
Magda Gabor.
Is laughter crucial?
Couldn't wait.
It's crucial at a funeral.
Can you give some examples of crucial questions for ascension?
Take me to church.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
He didn't play it.
Amen. I can't find it.
Is my cousin Deborah that transitioned? Is she creating here in the physical?
Almost.
How about Elvis Presley?
Who?
Are the ascended transitioned creating through you, Ion?
Good reach, but not yet.
Are you involved in any way right now with those who have transitioned who are ascended?
Yeah, Bob, play the Festus Gunsmoke thing. That'd be good.
Just, I want to hear how the cow crossed the river. How'd you ever think of that?
Oh, Peter, Kitty, that there wasn't my idea. That there was my Grandpa Hog Hagen's idea.
Now, wait a minute, Festus. How'd your Grandpa Hagen get in this?
Well, you see, Matthew, the way it was is Grandpa Hog Hagen was the onlyest one of us Hagens that could read reading. And I recollect when I wasn't no bigger than a tater bug, Grandpa used to read us young'uns these here stories out of the Bible. And there was this here one story about this here feller in Egypt that was escaping from the fairies.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, you mean the Pharaoh?
One of them fellers. And directly they come running up to this here great old big wide creek.
Wasn't a creek, it was a sea. The Red Sea.
Well, when this here Moses...
His name was Moses.
When he seen the sea, see... Oh. Well, he went to work and scrunched up his eyeballs, and he commenced to get the burn down on that. Why, he balled up his fist like that. And then he swung him out sideways, and he said, "Open yourself up, waters."
And the waters parted, right?
Oh, of course they did, just like they wasn't even there at all in the first place.
Just a minute now, just a minute. Are you going to sit there and tell me that you went into some kind of a rooster dance and parted the waters of the Cimarron River?
Golly, Bill, no, Doc. Of course, I'd done a few little gee-jaws at the very beginning.
Well, what in thunder's all this
gee-jaws
about then?
Well, when I seen that them there waters wasn't going to open up for me, and them fellers are nipping at my boot heels about to catch up with me, I seen this old heifer, and I just collared her and rode her right on through, don't you see?
This is the most ridiculous and inane story that I think that I have ever heard in my life. And, Festus, why in thunder don't you learn to read so that when you want to tell something, you will have read it, and then you can get the facts, and you can tell them straight?
Doc, I've told you 100 dozen times. When you start to read reading, how do you know that the fella that wrote the reading right?
There you have it. Welcome to our world.
So that's where the reading writing quote came from.
What?
Who was that retard? Who let that guy on the set? Who's his best
Moses.
Idiot?
Moses and Aaron.
That guy, he didn't know how to talk right.
That's the assistant to the sheriff.
Was Festus ascended?
That is Festus.
He was ascended, right?
You better know it.
Is that the one Bob said was talking like a retard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob don't know. He don't know. It's okay.
So I got standards.
He's still trying to figure out who Mary McLuhan is, so it's okay.
So, Ion, does playing audio back sped up have any positive effect on the labyrinth or the body or the way?
It helped in the mule ruse.
The mule ruse?
The mule.
Ruth.
The mule.
Ruth. Ruth.
Can you elucidate on what that means?
Festus had a mule. The mule's name was Ruth. Ruth was more sitting than a lot of you.
Because in a fast-moving world, the targets you aim at change faster than you can. All doctors are obsolete on the day of graduation, engineers likewise. You cannot have a position in the world from look to look at a goal which is not changing faster than the goal itself.
No wonder you got a sour stomach, number one.
Who went with disgust? Ugh. Who said that?
Ugh. We like them, whoever they are.
Who is it?
Identify yourself, oh better one.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Sherry McKenzie.
Yay,
Joe's
Sherry
sister.
McKenzie.
Yay.
Joe's
I have a question to Ion.
This is Joe. Joe knows. That Joe knows.
No.
Joe knows.
No. Well, no,
Joe
this
knows.
Is Sherry.
I know, but Joe,
Joe
knows.
Joe usually know.
Yeah.
He does usually know.
Yeah, Joe knows.
Yeah,
Eat at Joe's.
Is there any significance to the visual of the construction of the Capitol building that we seem to be bombarded with visually?
Yes.
What would that be?
We're changing what the base is. It's becoming an antenna, the whole thing, paid for by your tax dollars, emeritus.
Is there any kind of porthole or anything like that going on there?
Okay, let's try this again. You may have to check with Joe, but we think we just said it's being changed into an antenna.
Okay, got it. Another personal question.
Copper sulfide.
When I was seven, I had an experience that I think was, can you tell me about that experience? Because I ended up in another world.
Yeah, and then you hung there, and then you cross, you're like one step between this one and then the other world, yeah. It's like last call at the bar. You can't go home, but you also can't stay here.
I was so glad to finally find you because, you know, for most of my life I've been running around and whining and crying about being here because I wanted to be there so bad, and not until I was called out on it by you, thank you very much, did it become funny. So thank you.
Well, Joe tried to tell you, and Joe tried to tell you, and you wouldn't listen to him either, so what you going to do?
Joe brought me back.
There you go.
Thank you.
Ion, when Deborah creates in the physical, how will I know?
You'll see it.
So just be aware, and I'll notice.
You'll find a Kennedy half dollar beside it.
I'll be looking for that.
K.O.
Ion, where was I at age 7? This is Mateo.
Lost and undone.
Well, I used to have seizures as a child, and I don't have memories beyond 7 or 8. Does that have anything to do with where I was at the time? Lost and undone, Ion? Are you still there, Ion?
We do.
What can I consume more of to improve the chemical body? I don't have a burning belly, but...
Would you like one?
I guess that depends. What can I do to get a burning belly?
Ask Dr. Dean. Let her tell you about burning in the belly.
Okay, how many ions exist in this world?
Oh, God, Bob, we're going to go back to the trapezoid in every angle in a double dodecahedron, and in each angle from those 12 sides, and you split the pyramid in half, each one of those degrees of shifting change would be a representation of 100,000 of us, so like that. More than you can fit into a bread box.
Can you tell us what it was like when they
11.
Came forth?
11.
Hey, Ion, could you tell me what you know about the website me and Noriaki are building?
We could.
Is there anything specific you'd like to tell me about that project?
Your search engine is droll and antique.
Is there any other information you'd like to share with me about that?
The mindset that made it be a good idea to make.
Is there anything non-physical would like me to create?
Portal to ascend.
In my portaling experience, usually I kind of feel like I'm drifting from world to world. Is there any direction that I should take in my portaling besides the portal to ascension? Or is that it?
Does he have to open gates or move gates to create that portal to ascension?
Better call Saul. But on this one, the JFK half dollar, it's facing east, and he's facing west. I remember you saying doing something about the right things, right?
Yeah, I tend to always be left.
It's time to come down from the mountains. Welcome home.
So can you keep a secret?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as it's on this public forum, yes. Ion, did Solomon Wiki ascend?
Yes.
Good. I really like that guy.
Who is he?
He was an Amish herbalist in Indiana. He did all that crazy stuff like help people.
What's his name?
Solomon Wiki.
Hmm. And Chet owed Jimmy a whole lot of money.
Really?
Yeah, and he was sleeping with Jimmy's wife at the time.
I don't know his personal family that well.
Yeah, it's called a Chicago Sun Route. It's way cool.
But we'll check that out.
He defecated through the sunroof.
The Solomon Wiki, W-I-K-I?
No, this is Jimmy McGill.
Ion, what world did Solomon Wiki go to?
Toot.
Was he trying to tell me something whenever I'd meet with him?
Well, of course. We still are.
Yeah. What was up with the plastic bag that he pulled out one day?
Concealment.
That was a pretty magical moment there. For me, anyway.
Of course. Well, however ambiguous.
Ian, is there a specific cloud storage app that you recommend?
Marco had no idea that Jimmy was a lawyer.
Ian, do you recommend any specific cloud storage apps?
Choose one.
The Dropbox or the iCloud?
It's like a Georgia O'Keeffe hellscape out there.
Yeah, and whose cloud do you recommend? Google's cloud or Dropbox or Apple?
Neither.
How about Mega?
I mean, what is it with this place? It's like living inside an easy bake oven.
It's like we're camping out for concentration purposes.
Ion, can I just make the angels create a portal to Ascension?
Oh. What they're for?
Okay, kitty cat notebooks for everybody.
Yay!
All right.
Yay! I want Jakey on mine.
Lord,
suffering.
Ion, does Lilith still play a significant role in our world today?
But of course.
Is she still brooding?
Mostly.
Haters gonna hate.
Did you ever see the movie The Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah.
It's a documentary.
I know, I got really confused because I was like, what? Have they been following me with cameras?
What is it about?
My childhood. Etherboarding in the 21st century.
Is The Hills Have Eyes a movie about a kidnapped child?
Whoa,
was I kidnapped? Awesome. I didn't hear what Ian said. I thought I'd seen a movie called The Hills Have Eyes, but I couldn't remember the content. So I was remembering maybe a wrong movie about a child that was kidnapped or disappeared.
There's a girl from Lost in that movie, Emily DeRiven. She was a blonde pregnant chick on the Lost Island.
Ion, what should the revolution be about on what youth?
The Carter family.
As in, like, Carter Cash?
No, The Hills Have Eyes, silly.
Drats.
Who's the Carter family?
I looked at the horror movie.
Oh, the movie. It's a documentary.
So it's a documentary taking place in the New Mexico desert. It opens with a group of scientists being killed by a mutant named Pluto. And there's Bob in it. Sometime later, Bob Carter.
Of course, it's the Carter family. We told you that. You got to watch them Bobs. You better believe it. You don't have to believe it. Just be still. You'll feel it.
Hills Have Eyes. I knew Roly Hill once.
No, that was Hank Hill, King of the Hill.
Reckon.
And Boomhauer. You'd be Boomhauer, Bob.
Boomhauer.
He talks right, Bob.
Yeah, man, he just always, man, you know what you're talking about. You know, that's the one, man.
What's his name?
Boomhauer.
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 Oh,
Boomhauer, not Boomhauer.
Boomhauer.
Ion, can you give me a background check on this company that wants me to be their blogger?
Spin it.
Did you say that again, Ion?
It's your dam. Spill it.
Let the river flow, huh?
We weren't answering. We were telling you to spill it.
Mm-hmm. Name the company.
Hurry up, tater chip.
Admitopia.com. I don't know anything about these people, and they want me to write for them. Are they legit, Ion?
Fair to partly cloudy.
So they're a little shady, huh?
You better believe it, or they wouldn't have you as the blogger.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Will they pay?
If you'll produce, but see, they want you to produce.
Well, that's not a problem. Thanks, Ion.